Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, Little Chicago, bringing us back there. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. Don't forget to check out the new video. We got a brand new video up, just up right now. So check it out. Rich Galen is our guest, our good friend, the publisher, author, and editor over at, senior editor, I might say, over at Mullings.com, the thrice weekly cyber column. You're the senior editor, but not the senior, you're not the senior standards and practices person over there.
No, right? No, there is a director of standards and practices.
She who must be obeyed.
Yeah, that's it's worse because it's years ago when democracy was breaking out in Eastern Europe. I spent a good deal of time in Hungary and Romania and what was then Czechoslovakia, one of the newspaper editors was telling me that I asked how much if there was still a lot of censorship. He said, no, it's worse. Now we don't know we used to know what the bright lines were. Now we don't know, so it's self-censorship, and it's much more difficult. And that's the way I am. She never tells me exactly what I'm going to do wrong, but she lets me know.
You never know when the gotcha is going to come. Hey, Rich, tell us about line up the primaries coming up now. We've got one Saturday, right?
We've got two on Tuesday.
Okay, I thought there was Saturday. My fault.
No, I don't. There might be.
You're good. Go ahead.
Michigan and Arizona. And then we get into Super Tuesday on March 6th, Tuesday the 6th. That used to be it used to be called Super Tuesday because it was a Super Tuesday. Now it's down to 10 states, which is still the most single, the biggest number in any single day this cycle. And the big ones there are places like Georgia where Newt has to win. And it's very close as of now. Places like Oklahoma, Ohio, where Santorum believes he can plant the flag. And so these things start coming pretty quickly. But, you know, this is still only February, 22nd?
Right.
And the primary season doesn't end until early June. So we've got a long way to go. The problem is we've been talking about it and writing about it and watching debates about it for so long. We think that this has been going on for 17 years.
We've only really been
voting for about 7 weeks.
Right. Well, you know, I sometimes think the mainstream media have selective amnesia by not reminding people that at this point in time, Clinton and Obama were at daggers drawn all the way into, June or something like that?
June, all the way to June, you bet. That was pretty dramatic. And even on the Republican side, even though McCain had been sort of declared the winner after Florida 4 years ago. The fact is that between Huckabee and Romney, they won a dozen states in the remaining states going forward. So everybody didn't just sit down and relax. They made McCain kind of work his way through it. And I think going back to something we were talking about earlier, that also helps. I mean, you know, when it comes down to the fall campaign, it's not moving from Iowa to New Hampshire to South Carolina. You got to go to 50 states. I mean, it's all, everybody votes on the same day, more or less, and you got to have the experience of knowing how to operate in a bunch. Not the candidate particularly, but certainly his team has to have the.
And you got
to
have an organization, which is what you said all along. The reason why you think Romney is the best candidate because he's got the best organization.
Right. I mean, it's a little bit like. It's always dangerous to put this in terms of war, but it would be like Eisenhower saying, okay, first we're going to go to France, and then everybody's going to march in one long line, and we're going to make our way all the way up to Denmark. You don't do that. I mean, you kind of deploy your forces where you think they're necessary, but it takes generals who know how to do that, and you learn how to do that by doing it. So, having gone through Sicily, they were much better. The Third Army and everybody else were much better prepared to move through Western Europe.
Yeah. Well, you know, Rich, one of the things that's going on right now is that, you know, all the different issues are being debated. But what is not really being debated, what I wonder is if it's being considered by a lot of voters, is what you've talked about on the show before. And that's what's it going to take to beat Obama, for the Republicans to beat Obama. And it's going to take an organization. It's going to take a lot of money. It's going to take an organization. The money can be found. The organization can't be created overnight. And I will tell you one thing. I don't know who's going to win the election. I don't know who's going to be the Republican nominee. But I know one thing for sure. The Obama National Get Me Reelected organization is unlike any other in the history of America. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. No, and there's a good reason why they, you know, those guys left the White House and went back to Chicago, you know, a year and a half early to do exactly what you're talking about, to make sure that they had the organization set up. And they could try to duplicate what they did in 2008. I don't think that's possible, but it may not be necessary. I mean, that was a unique time and place in American history, and people were really looking. They really did buy into the Obama promise of hope and change.
They have laid a matrix, a social media, regular traditional media, classic get out the vote matrix across this country to get Obama reelected in a way that even the absolute most organized Republican will have to do double time to keep up with.
Oh yeah, and whoever the nominee is, you know, let's assume it does, and let's assume for a moment that there's not a brokered convention, which I absolutely don't think will happen.
Hold on to that thought. I'm running out of time here, Rich. We've got to take a quick break. I'm going to get Rich to finish that thought. And I want to ask him about the broker convention. Would that be a bad thing for the Republican Party and or America? It's Intel. Stay with us.
And I'll be at your side forever.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.